Greetings, listener. Evan from Devil Radio here. You're tuned in to Lay of the Land with Nate Tim. And tonight, we're here to present a special Thanksgiving edition of Lay of the Land. We're joined by Jerry Apps, renowned historian, author, Wisconsinite, to discuss what makes Thanksgiving such a special day. Got some music, good friends, and a drink in my hand. I'm excited to share this with you, Nate. How are you this evening? And happy Thanksgiving.
Good evening, Evan. We're listening to the crackling of the fire and our theme song in the background, and we're all getting excited about the Thanksgiving special that's coming up on Thanksgiving Day. Fortunately, it's a big day for all Americans, I believe, particularly for you and me as we prepare for this special that's coming up on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right, Nate. I've been sort of the floating head throughout your entire program. I gotta say, I've really enjoyed producing Lay of the Land with you. You had mentioned that Thanksgiving is a special day to me, and it is. I'm a Thanksgiving baby. In 1987, on November 26th, Evan Wesley Preston was born in Fort Atkinson. And as my family gathered around the table for Thanksgiving dinner, my mom reported to everybody that I had been successfully born and that I weighed precisely as much as the Thanksgiving turkey that we served for Thanksgiving that day.
How about that? It's hard to beat that as a special event.
8 pounds, 7 ounces.
There you go. Congratulations, Evan.
Oh, it was a special day. And it's, you know, it's an ongoing joke as we've gone through the years. I'm 34 now. Will be shortly, because it's almost Thanksgiving. And it's been really special.
That's great. That's great. I think Thanksgiving is a special day to a lot of us, as I said. I know I always look forward to it in my family. I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners out there who see it as a very special day to them and their family. And we're inviting all of them to join us this evening and reminisce about Thanksgiving and think about its importance to them and their family. And this could be, we hope, a nice evening to relax and enjoy some family memories about great times that we have shared with our families on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. And we have a rather special guest today, if memory serves.
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah. We have our friend Jerry Apps, who also has a lot of great memories about Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a great time visiting with our friend Jerry, who will be stopping by shortly to chat with us, and it should be a lot of fun, and I hope everybody will enjoy tuning in and sharing these memories of Thanksgiving on the farm in the 1950s.
That's right. And as a producer here at 92.7, I'm not one to favor guests, right? We love them all the same. Mr. Apps made an impression on me. He's a special man. I feel very fortunate to have met him. He's such an amazing orator. His contribution to the expounding on the rich history of Wisconsin is really invaluable. And I think more people than understand, even themselves, have been affected by the things that he's helped create. You know, all the programs that he's worked with PBS over the years, all the books that he's written, all the interviews that he's done. Really, really a spectacular individual in the history of the state.
Exactly, and I'm especially privileged that he grew up about 5 miles from where I grew up in central Wisconsin, Washera County, and he experienced a lot of the same things that I experienced growing up on the farm in the 1950s. And so we're going to have a great time chatting about all those common experiences that we've shared. So it's going to be a great fun to chat with our friend Jerry.
And this is the last show. Am I wrong?
Unfortunately, you're not wrong. Yeah, this is the last show in our series. We hope that maybe after the holidays We'll come back with maybe a little different format.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, that would be nice. You and I have had a lot of fun together, and there's a lot of things we could have a show focus on. So we'll explore.
It's true. And we didn't just have fun, you know, with the history of farming here. You had some really impressive guests on to discuss, especially sort of political life, specifically as it's developed into this modern social media age. And it's invaluable. It was like Ms. Bewley, Janet Bewley. That was so nice to have her on. Ben Wickler, the party chair of Wisconsin here. Incredible. So nice to meet all these people. And I've made friends, you know? I've seen these people outside of doing Lay of the Land with you, and it's been really, it's been enriching for me. Personally.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I think there's 14 different guests that I've had during the course of the past 3 months. Some of them have come back more than once, like Jerry is an example. And it's been great to have had all of these great friends that have come and shared their insights and their experience with us on the show. It's also been great to have a lot of wonderful listeners who've called in throughout the months and shared their experience, asked their questions. So it's all been fun, and it's all been a great experience. So that's kind of pumps me up to think maybe we'll do a little more of this.
You know, we just broke a cardinal rule of radio just now. There are no goodbyes in radio. And I think that's a nonsense rule. At the end of the day, people become a fixture in their lives. And so I appreciate that, and I'm sure our listeners do too, because we're always sort of looking forward. We enjoy interacting with you guys so much, and we're just getting started. It's true.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance we will be able to reappear in a different, maybe a little different format, a little different focus, but I've enjoyed doing the show with you, Evan, and who knows where this might go in the future.
And you, Nate. You know, I think Jerry's going to, he's got to be here any second now.
Well, that's great. We're looking for him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really, really excited for this chat. Thank you so much again, Nate. It's been a really wonderful experience.
Yeah, and thank you, Evan.
Oh, there he is. All right, everybody.
Fantastic.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, and welcome to this Thanksgiving special.
Yes, indeed.
And I've just been talking about some of the background of our show and how this was this transitional period of getting ready for winter and how even the wildlife was preparing for that transition. So I'd like to move on to some aspects of how you anticipated the event of a Thanksgiving celebration in your family. How did you anticipate that event?
Well, that's it was a very important celebration because, as you correctly pointed out a little bit ago, Thanksgiving represented the transition from a long, hot summer and a fall where the harvesting took place. Thanksgiving represented a time when indeed we could give thanks for all that had transpired. We could give thanks for the harvests that we had. We could give thanks and did for a barn full of hay and a silo full of silage and a corn crib full of corn cobs. And we, as a family, would sit down on Thanksgiving Day with an extended family. There might be some cousins and aunts and uncles there as well. But we anticipated that as we worked hard during the summer and fall in preparation for winter, because so much of farm life when I was a kid in the 40s and 50s was just that. It was a preparation for winter. And Thanksgiving was that period of time when we stopped for a bit and recognized what we had done. We indeed gave thanks as we sat around the Thanksgiving table and looked at each other and were pleased that we were all together. And it was something to behold right up there with Christmas as being another very important holiday. But Thanksgiving was one of the important events that occurred in my life when I was a kid.
I think that was another good point. In terms of anticipation, in a way, there was the personal anticipation that you were going to have this celebration and you were going to see relatives, maybe a few friends that you hadn't seen. It was a special thing to look forward to. And it also was the opening of the holiday season. So we're going to transition away right now to a break, and we'll be back with more about Thanksgiving. See you soon. Nothing's worrying me.